This is a busy time of year for Massachusetts school districts. It's when they try to fill all their teacher positions. Increasingly, the odds are stacked against them. This year, about 48% of schools in the Northeast reported being understaffed. Now, one Massachusetts district is trying out a possible new solution, recruiting outside the country under a long-term work visa program. WBUR's Carrie Young reports.
Okay.
It's early afternoon in Juliana Santos's fourth grade class in Framingham. Today, the students in her Portuguese bilingual class at Potter Road Elementary School are learning about similes and metaphors. Santos has been a teacher for 10 years, but she's new to Massachusetts. She moved here from Sao Paulo, Brazil, last fall, under a recent district initiative that recruits experienced teachers from that country to work in Framingham's Portuguese bilingual classrooms. Everton Vargas da Costa, the district's talent acquisition coordinator, says the school system tried to hire teachers locally, but they're in short supply.
If teachers are hard to find nowadays, bilingual teachers are harder. So when we started expanding our dual language programs, we realized we're going to have to recruit overseas because we cannot find that talent here.
Hiring foreign teachers isn't a new practice. Dozens of districts in Massachusetts use a more temporary visa known as a J-1, which has a hard 5-year cap. But Framingham wants to keep these teachers long-term. It just started sponsoring H-1B visas, which applies to foreign workers with specialized skills and opens the door to permanent residency. It takes about 6 months, lots of paperwork, and around $5,000 to get each new hire through the process. Larry Walpe, the principal at Potter Road, says it's a complex process.
I just distinctly remember being on the end of so many conversations where, this might fall through. Okay, I don't think it's going to. It's going to work. Okay, it might fall through. Okay, we'll make it happen.
Santos moved here with her husband and young son. She said the cultural transition was surprisingly easy. Framingham is home to the largest Brazilian community in the state and among the largest in the country. About a quarter of the district's students speak Portuguese at home with their families, which is why recruited teachers from Brazil might have a positive impact here.
The fact that I came from Brazil is way easier to understand where these students come from, where they are at now, academically speaking.
This year, Framingham Schools sponsored 8 H-1B visas for elementary school teachers. The district plans to keep up its recruitment in Brazil next year, too. Again, talent acquisition coordinator Everton Vargas da Costa.
It's how to get qualified teachers in front of the kids. It's about the students, right? How to make them have the experience of having bilingual education of high quality, of excellence. So we need to make those efforts.
Framingham appears to be one of just a few districts in Massachusetts that are sponsoring longer-term work visas for teachers. The city of Boston recently began a pilot program to sponsor work authorizations like H-1B visas for current city employees in hard-to-staff positions. This includes teachers in Boston public schools. Yusufi Vali is the mayor's deputy chief of staff.
It's a win for the city because our residents really expect excellent services. And we can't deliver excellent services when we have a labor shortage.
As of May, there were around 330 open teacher positions in Boston public schools. Jessica Tang, the president of the Boston Teachers Union, is supportive of the effort right now.
It's quite competitive normally to get a position in Boston public schools. But I think in this current climate, where we clearly have a staffing shortage, and we're not even talking about just educators, we're in a very different kind of context right now.
Tang stresses that sponsoring longer-term work visas should be one of many strategies to bolster teaching staff. She adds the district should also focus on programs aimed at building up a local pipeline of teachers. Officials in Boston and Framingham say this is a multi-pronged effort. But school leaders hope that together, these programs can put qualified teachers in every classroom. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.